time to catch up with all the goings on when it comes to the Stanley Park train. Now, many of you know the train was shut down around fall last year due to what the Vancouver Park Board said were mechanical issues affecting the antique engines and passenger cars. That, of course, forced the cancellation of the Stanley Park Ghost Train and its participation, of course, in the annual Stanley Park Bright Nights, resulting in a 50% drop in donations to the firefighters burned fund fundraiser. And we learned earlier this week that an independent engineering firm is scheduled to begin assessing Vancouver's shuttered Stanley Park train next week. There's been lots of reporting on this issue, and man leading this, of course, has been Jordan Armstrong, Global BC's reporter and anchor of the 11 o'clock news as well. He joins us now. Jordan, thank you for speaking to us today.
Always good to be with you, Jeff.
So walk me through, where are we in regards to this entire conversation? We are a G7 nation, but somehow our iconic park, I keep bringing that up, it doesn't just apply to snowstorms, but also apparently the Stanley Park train. Where are we, and what is going to be happening over the next few months with the Stanley Park train?
Oh, man, I ask myself that same question hourly. I mean, I took a business trip last week to Vancouver Island to ride a similar miniature train. I mean, it really truly is the silly season, isn't it? But where are we, Jazz, is we heard last week from the newly elected Park Board commissioners, the ABC majority on the slate, that they are committed to getting the train back on track as soon as possible, they say. They're not committing to a timeline, whether it be up and running for the popular Easter train or perhaps the summer season, which also brings in a lot of money and visitors. But again, as you mentioned, they now have that engineering firm, which is a requirement from Technical Safety BC. An engineering firm needs to come in and do a full condition report before the train can be recertified. So that's where we are in terms of looking forward. However, Jazz, we still don't have any clarity on how we got to this sorry state in the first place, how this public asset was allowed to get to such a level of decay that it was declared unsafe, and potentially in a position now that we're restoring it, potentially it would cost more money to restore it than it would have been to just maintain it all along. The Park Board repeatedly denying interview requests. And when I say the Park Board, I'm talking about the Park Board staff. So GM Donnie Rosa, I put in two requests to speak to them this week, including today. Again, I was told Donnie Rosa not available to answer questions on how the Park Board allowed this asset to decay.
Your reporting from Vancouver Island and, you know, talking to folks in the United States that have expertise in some of these older trains, give me a sense of what that conversation was like.
Yeah, so we went over to Gailey Farms in Saanich last week. They have a train of the same make and model. It's different in that it runs on a 24-inch gauge track. Stanley Park's is a 20-inch gauge. So slightly different track size. However, same make and model, for most, reasons, it's the same thing. Saanich's train is a bit newer. It's about 25 years old. The train's in Stanley Park. The engines are from the 60s and the 70s. The folks, though, in Saanich keep that train running with five people. It's a family-run farm. They do much of the work themselves. They obviously don't have a budget of millions of dollars like the Vancouver Park Board does. And they say it requires constant inspections, but once you know what you're doing, once you have some guys with mechanical aptitude, perhaps ex-railroading experience, which they do, it's pretty routine. If you look after it, in the farmer's words, a maintained train will never die. As well, I did make some calls this week to the manufacturer, Chance, in Kansas, to ask about something that the Park Board seems to be keen to point out, and that is that, as I mentioned, their train is of a smaller track gauge. That particular track gauge hasn't been manufactured since the mid-70s. But again, the make and model is still out there and offered by the manufacturer. So I asked the manufacturer in Kansas, do they still support this product? Can they still provide parts for it? I was told yesterday by phone, absolutely. Most of the parts are the same. And in situations where they wouldn't be, they would have to look at things and doing an order on a case-by-case basis. I also spoke yesterday to an amusement park in New Hampshire, which operates the same gauge as Stanley Park, so 20-inch, with engines that are even older. And the chap there told me that they're still running in awesome condition, and their mechanics rebuild them every 5 years, and they still have a good surplus of parts. So the evidence points to this can be done if an organization wants it to be done. This keeps coming back to that this train was just not a priority for the park board, Jazz.
You just led me to the next question. I mean, this is all about political desire and a desire to have a train that works that clearly is very popular among kids and their parents. I know I took my son to that train many years ago now when he was younger. It was a wonderful evening. This almost seems like it's a political decision, a cultural decision. Is there a desire perhaps to do things differently at the park? Some have even argued that, look, this is about decolonization, that this is that we have to do things differently in that park in regards to reconciliation. Have you heard similar arguments?
That's a very good question, and one we would like to put to Park Board General Manager Donnie Rosa if they would make themselves available, because as I keep going back to, this is a public asset. This is a public organization. I can't think of any good reason why a decision around a public asset would be made in secret. And at this point, I really don't understand their reluctance to answer questions about this.
Well, certainly with your reporting from the island and talking to the manufacturer and other parks around North America, certainly technically it is possible, which tells you, certainly for me anyway, that there are other reasons, and they have not certainly talked about it. And I don't know if things will change under this administration. They certainly say they want that train running, and I hope it does. I hope they do get it going. But you're right. There seems to be some sort of institutional hesitancy there, and hopefully the next few weeks things change. Jordan, thank you for your time, my friend. I really appreciate it. Good reporting.
Thanks, Jazz. Always good to chat with you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.